Up from the Gemara on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, where five lines from the top, the Gemara is quoting the Mishnah that says, "Hayu lefanav minim harbe." If a person had many different fruits in front of him or different things, so then the Gemara said, "Machlokas." Rabbi Yehuda says, "You make the bracha on the shiva seminim." The Chachamim say, "You make the bracha on what one prefers." So says Gemara, "Amar Ula." Ula says, "The machlokas b'shiva chaseim shavos." The only machlokas is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether you say the bracha on what you prefer or the bracha on the shiva seminim is only when the brachas are the same. Because if the brachas are the same, I'm only able to make the bracha on one of them, showing the chashivas towards one. So I have to pick what is more important to me, something that I prefer or something that is of shiva seminim. However, says Ula, if Rabbi Yehuda serve a min shiva adif, so Rabbi Yehuda would say that you would say the bracha on min shiva. If, for example, if I have an apple and I have an olive, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make the bracha on the olive even if I like apples much better than olives because I give precedence to the shiva sabinim. Rabbanan savri min chaviv adif. However, here in this situation, Rabbanan say no, you should make the bracha on the apple because I prefer the apple and therefore it is more chashiv to me to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that I'm enjoying most. When it comes to what is chaviv, there's a big machlokas, the Rambam and the Rush, of what is favorite. Is it prefer what I prefer right now? Or in general, I love apples. Even if right now I actually prefer an olive, if I normally love apples much more than oranges, according to the Rush, even there I would say a bracha on the apples, even if right now I wanted the olive. However, according to the Rambam, it's what I prefer right now. And if I ever prefer the olive, then there would be no shayla, and that would be considered chaviv. Either way, so the Gemara now says, Avabasha in brachosei and shavos, in a situation where the brachas are not the same, dahainu, let's say we're talking about an the Gemara is going to mention a radish, which is a dama, and eights, then that there would be no problem of making a bracha on whichever one you prefer first. Meaning that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, let's say if I have a potato and I have an olive, if I prefer potatoes, I like potatoes all the time, I love potatoes, then I would make a bracha on the potato because there's no chashivas given to the potato. I'm not taking away from the bracha because I'll right after say bor pe'etz on the zayis. However, the Bahag has a different understanding over here. The Bahag has something I think that more people generally assume is the halacha. However, that's not necessarily quoted as the halacha. The Bahag says that if you have bor pe'adama, bor pe'etz, just like we saw by shahakol and Hadama, that Hadama is a muveris tfei, and you never make a shahakol first. So too, when it comes to Hadama and Ha'etz, since Hadama can include Ha'etz, and Ha'etz is more specific, then Ha'etz is by definition a better bracha. However, that's not really what we paskin. We paskin that you would say a chaviv comes precedence, that if you have a potato and I have Ha'etz, that I would make a bracha. If I prefer a potato, I make a potato. I think the olam is not realized that that's how we paskin. Either way, the Gemara comes back to over here, and the Gemara says, Meisive. We ask Akasha from the following brisa. Hayulafan of tznun vizayis. If I have before myself a radish, which is the bracha of Hadama, and an olive, I make a bracha on the radish and I'd be motzi myself from the bracha on the olive, as we said before, because hadama can be motzi my borei priya eat. So we see over here that the braisa is ruling that someone says hadama is going to be motzi the olive as well. You don't make a bracha whichever one you want first. You only make one bracha over here. So the Gemara says, you're making one bracha. Obviously, then over here, hachamaya skin, what are we dealing with? Kirsha tznun ikar. The only way you could seal them is if the radish is the ikar food, and the olive you're only having as, so why are you having the olive? So Rashi points out, you're having the olive because you're only having it to lessen the sharpness of the radish is very spicy, very sharp. So you're going to lessen the status of the sharpness of the radish, you're having the olive. Therefore, you make an only a bar priyadama, and you don't make a bar priyadama. It says, if that's the case, the Bryce is referring to the case where the olive is tafel, then what about Rabbi Huda Omer Mevarach Azayas Azayas Memin Shiva? Rabbi Huda says you make a bracha on the olive because is one of the shivas haminim. So Rabbi Huda is saying you make a bracha on olive. If I'm making a bracha on olive, then there's obviously something going on over here. How could the Rabbi Huda say, the Gemara is asking right now, you want to say that Leislay Rabbi Huda, Hadassan, Rabbi Huda doesn't agree with the Mishnah that says, Kol she'ikar v'imat v'im v'var chalekar v'vata tzfela? Rabbi Huda is saying, even in the situation where you're only having the olive to lessen the sharpness of the radish, even if that's the main reason you're having the olive, even there Rabbi Huda is trying to tell you that you say the bracha on the olive, so the Rabbi Huda is going to be disagreeing with the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that when you have an ikar and tafel, you only make a bracha on the main part. An ikar is the main part, and the tafel is with a subordinate to that. So you only make a bracha on the ikar. So Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree with the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, maybe yes. Maybe he'll say that Rabbi Yehuda holds, yeah, you're right, we do disagree with he will disagree with that Mishnah. However, the Gemara says, V'atana, we have a beferisha braisa, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagree. And what is that? The braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, imach matznun b'hazayas, if because of the sharpness of the radish, a person is having the olive, then mivarach alatznun, apoter es hazayas. Then you would make a bracha on the radish, and you would poter the zayis. He says clearly, if it's a situation where the radish is because of the sharpness, I'm having the olive, then you don't make a bracha on the olive. So it can't be that that's how you explain the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim, because that situation, we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds of this concept. So it can't be that the case of the Tznun is the way that you wanted to explain the Machlokas. So Gemara now says, no, La'olam b'tznun ikar askina. You're right. The Breisa, which we said before, that one says a bracha on the radish alone, has to be that we're dealing with the case where the radish is the ikar food, and the olive is only eaten to lessen the sharpness, as we mentioned before. So how are you going to explain the Breisa? So says Gemara, v'chipli Rabbi Yehuda b'na b'mosar chayse pligi. The Breisa is supposed to be amended and read in a different way. This is v'chasur mechzer v'hachik tani. The Gemara will do this. When you have a problematic Breisa, the Gemara will amend it and say that there's missing words to explain the machlokas in a different manner. The Gemara usually only does this when it's stuck, like a situation like now, because there's leis brera that this is what the Mishnah really meant to tell us. What did the Mishnah really meant to tell you? Hayulafan of tzuna v'zayis. If a person had before him a radish and an olive, mevarech alat tzuna poter z'zayis. This is going to be according to everyone. They make a bracha on the radish because it's the ikar right now, and you would be poter z'zayis because it's the tafel. You don't have to make a bracha on your olive. Says the Gemara b'med dvar marmurim. When do I apply this? When do I apply this rule? Kishas nun ikar. This is only going to be the case when the radish is the ikar food and the olive is the tafel. Aval inat nun ikar. If the radish is not the ikar food, divrei kol mevarech. Everyone agrees that you can make a bracha on whichever one you prefer, and there would be no shaila. So this is mamash going to be agreeing to Ula that there is a situation where you have two foods in front of you. There is no reason to make a bracha on one versus the other, and you could just make a bracha on whichever one you want or which one is your favorite. So the Gemara says, Ushnei minim be'alma shebrachos shavat. However, if you generally have two fruits of the same bracha, like an apple and a bori, an apple and a olive, the varachal ezus mench yirtza. If you have two opposite, you can say the bracha on which one he prefers. Rabbi Yehuda, and that was the opinion of the Tanna Kamma we quoted in the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, like he said before, Bevarach al Azayis, Shazayis, Mimin Shiva. You make a bracha on the olive because the olive is one of the Shiva Seminim, and that's how he holds. So the Gemara now is going to discuss the Machlokas Amoraim, whether this is really agreed upon. Pligi bir Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka argued on this matter. What did they say? Chadam, our Machlokas, Bishop Rechosei and Shavos. One held that the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only when both of them are the same, as we mentioned before in the name of Ula. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Mimin Shiva Adif. Rabbi Yehuda would say that you make a bracha on the Shiva Seminim first, because that's what you have to make the Ikar bracha on. Rabbanan Savar Mimin Chaviv Adif. However, the Rabbanan hold that you make a bracha on what you like. Again, I explained before that you can praise Hashem more when you like the food better, even when you have the Min Shiva. So the Gemara says, Aval B'Shein Berchosein Shavas. However, when the brachas are not the same, that is the opinion that we saw in the name of Ula. However, the other Tana says, no, even when you have different brachas, the machlokas would still be in its place, that Rabbi Huda would say that you have a chiyuv to make a bracha on the borei priya eitz first of the olive, let's say, because you'd have to make a bracha on the min shiva. Even if I'm having a potato and an olive, I would still have to make a bracha on the borei priya eitz. I'm going to ask a kashu now. I understand that everything is good according to the one who makes that you say that the machlokas is about when you have an apple and an olive, that you make a bracha, what that one held that you go after the apple and one says bracha on the, but it makes sense because the real machlokas, because you're giving precedence to which one the bracha is chalan, even though you're going to eating both, so therefore it's poter both. But what is the bracha actually being chalan? What are you making the bracha on? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you should make the bracha on the ikar on the shiva seminim, and the rabbanan say the chaviv. So that makes sense. However, it says the Gemara, lamad da'amar b'she'en but according to the one who holds that they disagree, even when their brachas are not the same, but my pligi, what exactly is the yisod machlokas? Meaning, obviously, everyone agrees that one bracha is not going to be poter both foods. So what exactly is the ikar machlokas over here? Because if I'm making a bracha on two separate items, on two separate foods, then they're both going to get the chashiva. So what exactly is going to be the machlokas? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Gemara answering now, lahakdim. They disagree which one to put first. That according to this, the machlokas is not only which food to make a bracha on, as we originally said, but now there's even a concept of which one should take kedimus. According to this, Rabbi Yehuda would say, even here there's an inyan, according to this later version of the Amoraim, there'd be a later, Rabbi Yehuda would say, even for this, he would have a purpose of saying kedimus. So says Gemara, Damar Yosef, Eitim Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef says the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Muktam Pasuk, Zem Muktam Levracha. That the Pasuk says, the order, those are the order that you have to say the bracha in. What is that? Shnemer Eretz Chita V'Seora Gefen V'Tina Rimon Eretz Zeshem Adudvash. The Pasuk, the famous Pasuk, right? The land of wheat, barley, vines, figs, pomegranates, Zeshem Adudvash, the olive oil, and date honey. So those are the... That is the order, that if a person has one of those, then you make the bracha in that order. For example, if I have wheat Let's say that's raw wheat, to make it a hadama. So there, I would make a bracha on the raw wheat first. And then if I have after that, I have seora, comes barley, after that is gefen, and that's, and so on and so forth, that if I have all of those in front of me, this is very nogan tu bishvat, if you have all of those fruits in front of you, you make the bracha of which one is first in the pasuk, that's how you make the bracha. So says the Gemara, upligi de Rabbi Chanan, and this statement, that this is the whole purpose of this pasuk, Eretz Chit Ora, is to tell you the order of which you say a bracha on these items, if you have them all in front of you, is arguing on Rabbi Chanan. What does Rabbi Chanan say? Damar Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said, "Kol ha-pasuk kula lishiurin emar." The whole pasuk was teaching you measurements of halachic measurements for that are midarei. So, what are these halachic measurements? The Gemara is going to discuss all of them. Chita, wheat is the following measurement. The Mishnah says, "Hanichlas l'bayis hamenugah." If one enters a house of teraas, what is the house of teraas? So the Torah tells you in the Tazria Metzora that the pasukim tell us about someone who has a house, that's really an end of Metzora over there, that the Pesukim tell you about a house that has Tera'as in it. If a person walks into that house that has Tera'as, he becomes Tameh. However, the Torah itself has the Drasha, that only when a person, if a person just walks in and out, simply for a short amount of time, he'll still be Tameh no matter what. However, his clothing will not become Tameh. However, if he is there for a longer amount of time, there's going to be a differentiation. So, and the difference again, the main differentiation, whether you stay there for a long enough time or not, is going to be whether your clothing becomes Tameh. So the Gemara says it right now. Someone comes to a tzara's house, and kelav akseif avesanav tabosu biyadav. So you have your garments, however you're holding them, so they're not considered a malbush. So if I'm holding them, says the Gemara, huve entmein miyad. So the Mishnah tells you that they're going to become tamei immediately because they're not considered a malbush. The Torah tells you only when you're wearing something does it have this halachic difference that you have to stay there for a long amount of time. However, if I'm holding it, that is no shaila. However, the second part of the Mishnah is what's important for us. Hayalavush kelav. If he was wearing his garments, visan labiraglav tabosu biyatzvosa. So you're wearing your shoes normally, and you have your rings, and you're wearing them in a normal fashion, so then they're considered a malbush, they're considered your clothing. Hu tameh miyad, he is going to be tameh miyad, like we said before, it doesn't matter for him. Automatically, he becomes tameh right when he walks into house of teras. However, says the Gemara, v'hein torin ad shebegdei achilas pras. The begadim, what is the differentiation between the begadim, the garments that he's wearing? They're tahor until, if he stays the amount of time that it takes to eat kedei achilas pras. What is a kedei achilas pras? So Rashi says it's half a loaf of what you normally have for the erevin. So basically, that means half of a 2-meal erev loaf, meaning the bread that you would normally eat in a meal. And what amount of that is that? Paschitim la pasar. This is wheat bread rather than barley bread. Rashi says wheat bread is eaten quicker than barley bread because we know before barley bread is inferior. So we say that this amount of time is mesav ocha beliftan, is eating while he is reclining, and he's eating it together with a condiment, with a relish. That is when, that's the shear. What does it mean that I'm lying down? So Rashi says when you're lying down, you eat quicker also because you're focused on the food. They used to, again, that's why we do hasid on Pesach, because that's how they used to have, that's how Derech Eros, that's how they always used to eat their meals. So when they were lying down, they used to eat quicker than they would be if they were just normally in a sitting position. So either way, what do we learn from here? That the shear of Pas is Kedei Achilas Pras, teaches us this, the din of Eretz Chita. And that is a Doraisa din over here, that whether the person's begadim become Tamir or not is going to be this shear. Says the Gemara, that is for Chita. Seora, what do I learn from Seora, from barley? Says the Mishnah, Desnan, Etzem Kiseora, if a human bone has the size of a barley kernel, he is going to be in part tuma. He's going to be through if a person, if he touches someone else, and also if he's carried. That would make the person who touches them an av hatuma. If he touches it, or if he comes in contact. However, it does not impart tumah through tumas ohel. If I'm in the same room as someone else, with a dead body, so the halacha is that you have to have rov ha binyan, meaning rov of the person's atzamos. So we know that there's ramach. There's 248 limbs, so you have to have at least 125, right? You'd have to have a rov of that, and so then that was what makes a tumah ohel. That's exeris hakasuv. That's a tumah ohel. However, for the maga masa, through if a person is talking about contact or being carried, which are the other two tumas, that is learned from etzem kiseora. That's the amount of the size of a barley kernel. That's what we learn from seora. Continues the Gemara. Now, what do I learn by gefen? What are the cases of vines? What does that teach you in the pasuk? Kedei revias yain the nazir, the amount of revias wine for a nazir. So it doesn't simply mean that he's chayev on revias yain, which he is. However, we're discussing that the nazir is chayev also for eating. The Torah tells you that you're not allowed to have grapes, right? Also, so how do I distinguish if a person has grapes and wine? How do I add that shear together? So you have the displacement theory. If you have displacement, you have to put in amount of a solid, and then you put the liquid to figure out how much is in there. So I have to put amount of wine and not the amount of water, because water would be displaced much easier. So it would be less of amount. If I have yayin, that would be displaced more. So that's what this halacha is coming to tell you. So as the Gemara now, te'ena, what do I learn from the case of figs mentioned in the pasuk? So it says, k'grow gras lotel Shabbos. That's on the size of a dried fig is the amount a person is chayav midaraisa for carrying on Shabbos. Okay, that's the shear. Rimon, what do I learn from the pasuk that says Rimon? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, k'disnan kol klei bali batim. All of the persons who is a regular person who's a regular guy, so if he has shiron kirimonin, if he breaks their the kli, the size of a pomegranate, if he puts a hole in it, then it's going to become Torah, because then that's considered no longer functional anymore, and then it would ruin its status as being a kli, and therefore it's, let's say it was tame, if it was a tuma rishon, so let's say it got, if it touched an avatuma, touched it, so if you break the kli with the size of a hole of a pomegranate, then it's considered not useful anymore, because it's going to hold liquids, it's going to spill out all the time, then it is considered Tahor now. So the Gemara says now, what I learned from the fact that it says a land of olive oil also. So it says the Gemara, that teaches you that the land of Eretz Yisrael, all the shirim are zesim. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Everything is a land of, every halacha depends on kezias. We always learn kezias, kezias, kezias. What do you mean kezias? That's not every single halacha. We just learned harikah d'amran. We learned many halachas of different sizes, not just kezias. So the Gemara says, we learned so many times that we learned most of the halachas are kezias. For example, every achilas iser, chelev, devevel, atreifa, all those isurim, also eating a mitzvah daraisa, how much matzah do you have to have? Everyone knows, kezias, kezias, kezias. That's always what you have to have. That's rov shireh kezaisim. Most of the halachas that we follow is the size of an olive. Dvash, what I learned from the last part of the pasuk, we're learning over here, it's literally date honey, but we're going to put the ikar is the dates over here. Kiksovas agasim yom kippurim. If a person eats an is the amount of a date, that is what he's going to be chayev, chatas, chayev karis for. However, if you eat less than that, so then you're still going to be over in Isra Dereisa, we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish with regards to the Chatzi Shir. You're still going to be Chai, but it's not, you're not going to be Chai of a Chatas. By the way, the main Shir of that is a large date. So what is the Shir of a date? Why is it different than a Kezias? Because the Torah tells you about a Yom Kippur that there's an Inui. Inui means afflicting yourself. That's more than just a normal Achila. And that's why you're only Chai of if you have a date. That's why a person who's pregnant will tell them to have less than a Shir for Achila also, for if they need to eat, then we tell them to have less of a Shir. It's a bigger Shir than a Kezias. It's a Shir of a date. Okay, continues Gemara now. V'idach. However, how is the other one going to explain to all these shirim? So it says Gemara, Hani Shirin, Behedya Miksiva. These shirim are not explicit in the Psukim. Rather, Mildarbanan across Machta Biyama. Rather, these shirim are, in fact, they were designated by the Rabbanan, and they are not supported. They're just in a smach that they just use this pasuk. Everyone points out, what do you mean? There's a din d'oraisa. So the girsa of the Masar Sashat makes it a lot easier. It says halachas and ninhu. The other girsa, that these are halacha l'moshe mesinai, and the kra is a smach, that these are still obviously d'oraisa shirim, and the kra and the pasuk itself is the pasuk itself is just a smachta. So that's what we learn from the psukim over here. Rav Shach always likes to point out, what is this pasuk doing? Eretz Kita Vesora Gefen Tinerima. For Kadima, for Brachas, is also not a Doraisa. So what's going on over here? The Gemara assuming that the other drush is a smachta, but the first mandamar says Doraisa. To have Kadima for whether I'm making the whole idea of Brachos, we said is Derabanan. So Rav Shach likes to point out, the Pnei Yeshua says that it's everything is Kain Doraisa. It must be that when you brought Bikurim, that was the Doraisa. That if you have all these seven fruits and you have a field of these multiple fruits, so which one do I bring first to the Beis HaMikdash? It must be that Midaraisa, the Chita Sora Gefentera, the Kadima for that, is where we learn our concept of Hilchos Bracha. So continues the Gemara now. Rav Chista, Rav Yimuna, Havayasu, Bisudasa. Rav Chista and Rav Yimuna were sitting at a meal together. Aisula Kamaya Tamar Rav Yimuna. So they brought before him dates and pomegranates. So it says the Gemara, Shaka Rav Yimuna Baruch HaTamar Bereisha. Rav Yimuna took the date and he made a bracha on that one first. So Rav Chista was wondering, what do you mean? Eretz Chita, Sora, Gefen, Tamar, Rimon, Eretz Zeshem, and Udvash. Dvash is the very last one. So he said, why are you making the bracha on that? Lo Sre Lamar, Lahadamar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Chista again. Lo Sre Lamar, Lahadamar Rav Yosef, Tamar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Amukta, Mepasa, Kuzel Kudl Vracha. And like we just pointed out, we have the number. The last one is the date. So what's going on there? So he says, no, Amar Le, you didn't realize. Zeshini laaretz zechamishi laaretz. That the eretz is mifmasik the inyan. So we say eretz chita sora gefen tena rimon. Eretz zayit shemanu dvash. So olive is really first after the second eretz, and dvash is second. So therefore, this one was fifth, and this one is second. So I make the bracha on the second one, I make a bracha on the teena. So that's how we paskin. I don't know if people are familiar with that. The eretz is mafsik ha'inyan. However, Tosfos just points out that obviously when it comes to, let's say, chita versus an olive, which is the first one after Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash, you would still make the precedence is over the first one. So when Chita would still take precedence over Azayas, and then so on and so forth. So those, if they're equal, but after that, they would be the same. Okay, so that's what comes out from this pasuk. So says Amar Lei, Manya the Nagar, the Paras Lovash Minach. He said, oh wow, I wish people would give us feet of steel that we could always be so energetic, be able to go to you all the time to your shirim. Mishmech to hear your shirim. That was such a gavaldik upshot. So continues the Gemara now discussing fruits eaten during a meal. So Gemara says now, Itmar, it was stated the halacha, Hevilaf nem te'inim vanamim basocha suda. If they brought before him figs or grapes during the meal. So now again, figs or grapes during the meal is not something that generally people have as something that is, again, we're talking about obviously where you washed and you made hamotzi. The shaila is, would these fruits or grapes be pater from your hamotzi? It says in Gemara, Amravuna, to'anim bracha lefneim, ve'intan bracha nacharem. These fruits require bracha before, but they do not require bracha after. Okay? Because this is something that's not eaten as something that you're having as a condiment for bread, so therefore you have a chiyuv to make the bracha rishona. However, benching includes all food that you ate, so therefore there's no problem. The bracha is going to be yotze with benching. V'chein Rav Nachman, that's how Rav Nachman also said, tonim bracha lefneim, v'intonim bracha lefneim, they don't need a bracha achrona, meaning that you'll be covered when you bench on these fruits that you have during the meal. Rav Sheshes says, tonim bracha bein lefneim, bein achrona. Rav Sheshes said that they require bracha both before and after eating them. So you have to make a bracha samazon. So why Rashi says? Because these are not food. Brachas amazon is for food that are zayni, that give you sustenance and satiation. However, here, they weren't eaten for satiation. You were eating them just to give you masikos, so they would not be yotze with the brachas amazon. She'en lecha davar she'ton bracha lefanav v'ein l'ton bracha l'achrav ela pas haba bekisnin bilvad. What does it mean, pas haba bekisnin bilvad? That is, that when you make a mezonos on the pas haba bekisnin, then you don't make a alamechir, rather say a bor nefashos. So Tosa just has a kasha on that. What do you mean? That mezonos, you don't make a bor nefashos. We have the halacha of oras and dochan is also an exception to that. But either way, that's what Rashi holds that we're talking about over here. Pasaba bekisna bilvan meant that you, that's the only situation where you make a separate bracha chrona that's different than the bracha rishona. And that's what's going on over here. Pasaba kisna, the ikr, three shitos we're going to discuss tomorrow, Mirz Hashem, because tomorrow is going to get more into it. But that's Rashi's assuming when it comes to pasaba bekisna. Now the Gemara says, upligid rabchia, this, is ruling is going to disagree with Rabbi Chiya's halacha. What did Rabbi Chiya do? Rabbi Chiya says, "Pas patar is kol minaycham. No matter what, bread is going to pater anything that you eat during the meal. Any other fruit, even fruits, one does not need a brecha during the meal. According to that, v'yain poter kol minu nashkim, and yain is going to be poter all every other drink that you have. Also, every other type of beverage. People don't realize this. Also, in general, we do paskin that wine. If a person is having wine and a drink with it, and he's having, let's say, wine and coke, if you have a bar per guffin, that is motzi the coke. You don't have to make a shahak on the coke. We do paskin like this part of it, but we don't argue on the pas poter's coming in my clause. We're going to see in the Gemara because it is a Gemara now. Amar of Papa. Papa says hilchasa devar mabay machmas asuda besochasuda. Foods that come. Machmas asuda, foods that come as a result of the meal during the meal. So what does that mean? Actually, it means that it's something that it serves as a relish. It's eaten with the bread. So that meaning that it's not an ikr part of the meal, but it's still there. Einton bracha lo lefneim l'acharem. It's coming because of the meal. Then you don't make a bracha before or a bracha afterwards. The shalom machmas asuda basocha suda, and the foods that are not a result of the meal but come during the meal. According to Rashi, this would be something like, he says, examples of porridge, cabbage, and beets. Those are the three examples, meaning that they're not eaten with bread alone, even though they're here for sustenance and satiation. So says the Gemara, then you, in that case, you would say a bracha, you make a bracha before and a bracha, and you don't make a bracha afterwards. On this, la'achar asuda, however, foods that are eaten after the meal, says the Gemara, Tony bracha ben lefnei acharei, meaning, according to Rashi, this means a dessert. Then you say a bracha both before and after eating them. Okay, so the reason, and normally I just go with Rashi, however, since Rashi is mamish rejected lahalacha, so I think we have to explain the Gemara al pitosus also. The Gemara says over here that Dvarim abay machmas asuda betocha asuda, according to Tosfos, this means that food are generally eaten with bread. That's how we paskin, meaning meat and stuff like that. Even if I don't have it with bread, according to Tosfos, that's obviously putter from every bracha. And what's the second case talking about? Shalobach masasuda besucha suda, foods that come not a result of the meal, but during the meal. Those are foods which are not eaten for sustenance, like figs or grapes or any of those examples, things like that. However, if you eat them meal, then it would still be a bracha rishona, no bracha chorda. What is la'achar asuda? La'achar asuda means that one actually thought the meal was over. Like, take away the silik, the bread, and you're not having in mind to eat anything, and then you bring other foods. That's literally not part of the food, the suda at all. So then that would require bracha lifneim ule'achre. As to what that is in that gather, what is the situation when you think that the meal is mamish over? So that's usually my machronim. If we don't do my machronim now, I think Rav Nevinson holds halacha al-maisa, so this would be the equivalent of saying shiramalos. If you already said shiramalos and you're, oh wait, we didn't realize you had this other dessert. According to this, you'd have to make a bracha bein lefnei ma'acharim on that dessert, because it no longer is going to be, well, either dessert, either way, bracha rishona l'chora should be covered. Nafkamina for bracha achrona would be this situation. Okay, continues Gemara now. As ben zomar bnei ma amru, why do they say the chamas say dvar ma'bach ma'ach dessert b'tol chasuda ein ton bracha lo lefnei ma'acharim? So the Gemara says, why do the Chachamim say that things that come as a result of the meal, you don't make a bracha before and after, meaning that bread covers it? Because when it comes to bread, that is going to be motzi the bracha, and you don't need to say it. So the Gemara says, Ihachi nami yai nami niftere pas. Why don't we also say that the halacha should be that bread should pater wine? Why do I need to make a bracha? So says the Gemara now, shani yayin degorin bracha la'atzim. Yayin is different because it's always considered itself, it brings a bracha. What does that mean? So Rashi says, it means that yayin, we always have during Kiddush, Havdalah, we always make, even if you're not in the mood for wine, you still have to make it, you have to have the Dalad Kosos. We know that wine brings you different halachas many different times, that you have to say a Borei Pri HaGafen, so that's why we paskin that it's Goren Brach Latzma, even if you wash, it is not covered by Borei Pri HaGafen, and even in the middle of the meal, not just on Shabbos, if a person decides to have wine, he always has to make a Borei Pri HaGafen, Adkan for today.